The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Conversaciones honestas sobre lo que sentimos, callamos, y estamos aprendiendo a soltar. Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. Last week, we talked about figuring things out as you go, especially as a first generation Latina in college, or just a first generation student in general. And this week, we are going to be talking about the realization of just becoming that person that you need, not the person that somebody else needs. So I'm very excited about this topic and conversation because I feel like we don't really appreciate the change that we make in ourselves. And just because when we do start changing and we feel those changes, a lot of people don't really appreciate that, and they feel like you're leaving them behind, but in fact it's just you outgrowing and you just becoming a better version of yourself. I feel like when I first started college, I was never really the type of person to speak up for myself or really say much, just in fear of retaliation or that people or professors would be upset or become upset and treat me differently. And so starting off, I was just very intimidated. I was sitting quietly. I didn't ask questions. I was just minding my business. And I went through my first couple semesters, I was struggling like really hard. And I realized that I need to really stand up for myself, because if I don't, who will? And I feel that is a topic that I do talk about a lot, is just the understanding of when you become a first generation student, you need to be the one to stand up for yourself and set those priorities and boundaries. So when I began to make decisions independently, or just when I started doing things by myself without the okay from anyone, I really realized how little power others have over me. I began to email professors, email registration, email instructors. I began to get in contact with the head of the nursing program. And I began to do things that I felt were necessary. Little story time of when I got into a small altercation with the financial aid department as well as FAFSA. I had just moved out and I filed as, you know, somebody who just moved out of their parents' home. I think there was like an option where you can choose like living alone or something. And I pressed that option, you know, because I was like, yeah, like I need the help. I need more help now because I'm not living with my parents. Everything is on me now. And school took it as, are you homeless? And I said, I'm not homeless. I live alone. I have bills to pay now and I don't have the support of my parents. And they were not having it. The amount of times I resubmitted my FAFSA was actually insane. I ended up getting FAFSA late the following year because of this altercation. I ended up contacting FAFSA and filing a report against Dominican, their financial aid, because, hear me out, they were not being helpful and I didn't feel heard. And I think that there was a lot of just frustration on both ends that I decided just to go over them and just talk to FAFSA. And I ended up figuring it out with FAFSA's help and not Dominican, which I think is unfair for those students who just, you know, might not have the time to call FAFSA and, you know, file that report and stuff. So I think that was a learning point for me of just like, if I don't do it, who will, you know? And it also taught me that, you know, I need to trust myself and I need to trust my gut, be firm on my beliefs and set my foot down, because I don't want to wait for somebody to tell me that I'm doing the right thing. Like, I'm beginning to trust myself more and I know that I am doing the right thing. So no one is going to tell you you're doing it right. You just have to keep going and hope you are. And I think it's just also understanding that growth is uncomfortable. Like, it, I mean, I promise you guys, like, when I was having my little altercation with the financial aid office, I was just really uncomfortable. It was just back and forth, kind of like passive aggressive emails. And it was just really intimidating and really uncomfortable, but it also made me feel like I can now move forward and take the same assertiveness with everything else in my life, because that is the way that I know that I will get things done. And I think that growth is uncomfortable because that situation, like the situation itself, can be uncomfortable, but they're so rewarding in the end. I also feel there's not a lot of things that people talk about when it comes to growth. I genuinely feel like there's not a lot of talk about what happens behind closed doors. When I started college, I did my best to hide how complicated, how difficult, how stressful, how terrifying it all was. At home, I made it seem like all was well. I was thriving in class. I was thriving in school. But in reality, I was a mess. I genuinely felt like I was just going to explode. Like, I felt like a volcano. I was just like, you know, I'm going to erupt at some point, and I already know I am. And it's really hard when you have to do it alone and you're doing it without friends. At like in the beginning, I was definitely doing it without friends, and it's hard when no one else can really relate to what you're going through. I feel only nursing students understand nursing students. I don't believe that. I feel like it's really hard for others to really understand what it's like to be a nursing student, to be going to clinicals and to have the feeling of, oh my God, these people's lives are like in the hands of the nurses. But then at the same time, like, they're expecting similar things coming from us because we are preparing ourselves for this. And no one really understands the immensity of it all. And that just goes back to, like, no one sees how late you stay up when you study. No one really sees you having you going to sleep at 3 a.m. studying for the exam and waking up at 6 a.m. to go to school, sit down and take that exam at like 8 o'clock. Like, no one sees the many times that you fail and you have to like readjust quickly and try again because you have an exam coming up in 2 more weeks. Like, it's a very fast-paced environment, and when you're doing it alone, when you have no one else that can help you, guide you, it feels really isolating. Sometimes it feels like your family just doesn't really understand the stress you're going through. And in my house, my mom is always like, but you didn't go to work, or I had to go to work. I did a full day at work, and I still have to come home. I still have to clean. I still have to cook. And all you did was go to school. I remember when she would tell me that, I'd just be like on the verge of tears. I was like, Mom, like, you do not understand the amount of like just things that we have to go through. Like, you don't have to deal with the condescending professors, the condescending nurses, the disrespectful patients. Like, all of those things just build up, you know? And then there's like that little voice in your head, well, for me at least, that tells me, are you sure you're in the right path? Are you sure you're doing the right thing? listen to the patient. You're doing everything wrong. Like, you're fighting battles within yourself, and then you still have to come out and fight battles with everyone else because, you know, they don't understand. And it just feels like you're drowning. I don't know how else better to explain. I remember when I was in my second year of school, I was a sophomore too, and I had just started clinicals. The amount of things going on in my life as well as school, I genuinely felt like I was drowning. There was things going on in my family, and there was a lot of people didn't know how to navigate their feelings, and they kind of came to me as a sounding board, and I'm just here like, I'm going through these things just as much as you guys, but okay, just tell me how you're feeling. I need to be their rock. I need to be that solid person in their life so that they can feel without embarrassment and they can feel without feeling guilty. And I'll deal with my feelings later. And I feel like it wasn't helpful. It did not help at all whatsoever. So it was difficult having to go through these things by myself. And at the same time, like, having to put up a front when I would be at school in front of my mom just to show her, like, yeah, I'm doing so well, but behind the curtain, I am someone completely different. I felt like, it's like, I don't know if you guys have seen the show Lucifer. He has his devil face and then he has his, like, charming face. That's genuinely how I felt, like, just the constant switch of faces. It became second hand, you know, like, I just knew when to change my face and when not to. So when the crush outs happened, and they happened big. And I feel like when I started balancing those two identities, just it's a very confusing and very difficult. But then also you gain this resilience, like, you start developing skills that go way beyond school. Just in life, you develop adaptability, emotional strength. And lately, I've been sitting a lot with this idea of how the person that we, just everything that we're going through as of right now, is shaping us into the person we once needed, you know? You're overcoming all these obstacles and changing every day. And if you look back to your, like, with the person you, think about who you are right now and the person you are today. And now think about the person you were in freshman year. The difference is astonishing. But answer me this. If you were back to your freshman self and you saw the version of yourself right now, would that freshman student look at this graduating student and be like, wow, you're literally everything that I am not right now? And that's exactly what I need. You're literally exactly what I need right now. I need someone to stand up for me. I need someone to guide me, to teach me the tricks. And I feel like that's kind of an accomplishment, because the version of ourselves that knows how to navigate systems and ask the questions and take up space, like, I think that we are just growing up, and a lot of us didn't have someone explaining how college works or how we advocate for ourselves in professional spaces. And look at us now. We are becoming that person for ourselves, for our past selves, and maybe one day for someone else too. We're doing it for our younger siblings, maybe our future kids, maybe for another first generation student who's just starting their journey and feels completely lost. And that's just something really beautiful, because the struggles we're navigating right now are also building wisdom. And if it doesn't feel like it yet, we are creating a path that we didn't know existed before. So if you're in the season where everything feels uncertain, just remember, growth rarely feels comfortable while it's happening. But one day, you'll look back and realize you weren't just surviving it, you were becoming it. So, thank you for being here, and I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye.